Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we watch a hockey game, sometimes the most exciting part is when the teams face off in a shootout. While the goalie usually stays the same, the coaches pick the players they believe will perform the best in this one-on-one face-off. But as Michael Shuckers, an associate professor of statistics at St. Lawrence University, explains, it really comes down to chance.
Recently, there has been a good deal of interest in statistical methods in sports, with the primary focus being on baseball and moneyball. Hockey, unlike baseball, is a fluid game. It does not possess the static mano a mano that makes baseball so easily amenable to statistical analysis. However, there has been a growing number of people involved in applying sophisticated statistical methods to hockey. Using the limited data that is supplied by the NHL, there have been some surprising and useful results. Among these results is that deciding games via a shootout is effectively tossing coins to determine the winner. Since the 2005-2006 season, NHL games that are tied after a five-minute overtime go to a shootout. In the shootout, each team selects three players to take a penalty shot. The team whose players score the most is declared the winner. If both teams score an equal amount, each team gets an additional shot until one team has outscored the other. After looking at 5,711 shots during the first 5 years of the shootout, I found that there was not a significant difference between any of the goalies or between any of the shooters. Certainly, some shooters were above the league average success rate of about 1 in 3, and likewise, some goalies kept their opponent's success rate below that figure. But just like tossing a fair coin 10 times over and over again will produce a regular pattern of 3 heads sometimes and 6 heads other times, the distribution of both shooters and goalies followed a regular pattern like tossing a coin. So the next time you're watching an NHL shootout, enjoy the intense drama and the spectacle, but recognize that what you're seeing acts like a simple, random process.
That was St. Lawrence University's Michael Shuckers. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.